Father in heaven,
nuestro Padre Celeste,
thank you, Lord, for your love and for your wisdom.
Gracias, Padre, por tu amor y tu sabiduría.
Thank you, Father, for your word.
Gracias por tu palabra.
And it is our prayer that you would guide us,
Señor, en nuestra oración, que tú nos guíes,
through the Holy Spirit into all truth.
Del Espíritu Santo a toda verdad.
Lord, we pray that you'll give us hearts open,
Padre, te queremos pedir que nos des corazones que estén dispuestos y abiertos,
so that we may avoid the mistakes of others,
para poder evadir los errores de otros,
and develop relationships that God can bless.
Y Padre, poder desarrollar relaciones que Dios pueda bendecir.
This is our prayer.
Es esta nuestra oración.
And we trust that you will help this to be our experience.
Confiamos que esta va a ser nuestra experiencia.
For we offer this prayer from our hearts.
Porque ofrecemos esta oración de nuestros corazones.
In Jesus' name.
En Cristo Jesús.
Amen. Amen. So, the title of this session,
el título de esta sesión,
The Most Dangerous Moment in Your Relationship.
El momento más peligroso en tu relación.
I imagine most people didn't want to be here.
Yo imagino que muchas personas, la mayoría de las personas, no querían estar en este lugar.
They don't want to know what moment that is.
No quieren saber cuál es ese momento de peligro.
Because they don't want to give up the relationship.
Porque no quieren entregar o entregar, rendir su relación.
And they're afraid that I may tell them something that maybe they're going through right now.
Y tienen miedo que yo posiblemente les pueda decir algo por lo cual ustedes están pasando ahora mismo.
But,
pero,
for those of you who had the courage to come,
para ustedes que tuvieron la valentía, el valor de venir,
I just want to encourage you.
Solamente quiero animarte.
You made a good choice.
Hiciste una buena decisión.
My father used to say,
mi padre solía decir,
experience is the best teacher.
La experiencia es el mejor maestro.
But a fool,
pero un ignorante,
only learns by this means.
Solamente aprende. Only learns by
this means.
Solamente aprende de esta manera.
If you have to suffer,
si usted tiene que sufrir,
in order to avoid a mistake,
para poder evitar o evadir un error,
you're a fool.
Entonces usted es un ignorante, un torpe.
Because
porque
you can learn from the mistakes of others.
Usted puede aprender de los errores de otros.
So you can get the point,
para que usted pueda obtener ese punto,
without the pain.
Sin el dolor.
Does this make sense?
¿Hace sentido?
See?
Sí o no?
See or no? Yes? Okay. All right. Just want to make sure. So, I'm going to talk about the concept of engagement. So, an engagement is something that is first and foremost formal. So, this is something that you have as an agreement between you and the other person. And this agreement that is formal
is
about the concept of marriage. That means we both believe that we could move forward in marriage and that God could honor this. Now, hopefully, according to the previous two seminars,
ahora, yo espero que, de acuerdo a los previos dos seminarios que he dado,
you've done the work to know that that is true.
Que usted ha hecho el trabajo para asegurarse que eso es la realidad.
But I want to walk you through,
pero yo quiero encaminarlo a través de este,
the process that happens in a Jewish culture,
el proceso, un proceso que toma lugar en la cultura judía,
that is found in the Word of God,
y está centrado, pues, centrado en la palabra de Dios,
and really teaches us,
y en realidad nos enseña,
not only about relationships,
no solamente de,
but also about the gospel.
Pero también del evangelio.
So, let's begin.
Así es que vamos a comenzar.
So, when a man,
cuando un hombre,
wants to pursue a woman,
quiere, ir en busca de una mujer,
for engagement,
para, con el propósito de tener un arreglo, de tener un compromiso,
the first thing that he does,
la primera cosa que él hace es,
is he tells his parents.
Es él le dice o le comunica a sus padres. They, oh,
now,
his parents, right?
Yeah, his parents.
Habla con sus padres, él mismo.
Then his parents,
entonces, sus padres,
tell the woman's parents.
Los padres se aproximan a los padres de la dama o de la mujer.
Now, as they talk,
ahora, cuando ellos hablan,
they come to some agreement.
Y llegan a un acuerdo.
And they say, okay,
y ellos dicen, está bien,
our daughter can marry your son.
Nuestro hijo, o nuestra hija puede casarse con tu hijo.
But,
pero,
she has to be willing,
ella tiene que estar dispuesta,
to marry him.
A casarse con él.
So what do they do?
Entonces, ¿qué es lo que hace?
They throw a banquet, a party.
Entonces, ¿qué es lo que hace? Hace un banquete.
And this is in front of both of their families.
Y esto es en frente de ambas familias.
And while they're in front of all their families,
y al estar en frente de ambas familias,
there's a table in front.
Hay una mesa delante de ellos.
There's him and his parents.
Están él y sus padres.
And her and her parents.
Y ella y sus padres.
And at a certain point,
y en un momento indicado,
he pours some grape juice into a cup.
Él pone o vacía un poco de jugo de uva en su vaso de ella.
And then,
y después de esto,
he drinks from the cup.
Él bebe de esta copa.
And when he drinks from that cup,
y cuando él bebe de esta copa,
everyone in the party stops partying.
Todo mundo en ese banquete para de, no sé si dice banquete,
because they know we've come to the point of the party.
Porque ellos reconocen que han llegado al punto central de este banquete.
And then he slides the cup over to her side.
Entonces, él mueve la copa completamente al lado de ella.
Now,
ahora,
that is a proposal.
Este es lo que hoy en día se llama como proponerse o una propuesta.
For marriage.
Para casarse.
And so now, she has two choices.
Ahora ella tiene dos decisiones.
She can either drink it
ahora ella puede ya bien beber
from the same cup,
de la misma copa,
which means that they have entered into a covenant,
lo cual significa que ellos ambos han entrado en un convenio, un pacto,
to be married.
Para casarse, pacto de casarse.
But if she pushes the cup back,
pero si ella empuja esa copa para atrás,
she's rejecting his proposal.
Ella está rechazando esta propuesta.
In front of her family,
familia,
and in front of his family.
Y de sus y todo el mundo.
So you can imagine,
así usted se puede imaginar,
you wouldn't get to this place
usted no podía llegar a este lugar,
unless you were very confident
a menos que usted está tan seguro,
that she was going to drink from the cup. That would be very embarrassing.
Eso sería muy vergonzoso, ¿sí?
So now, let's assume
ahora, vamos a asumir por un momento,
she drinks from the cup.
Que ella bebe de esta copa.
As soon as she drinks,
inmediatamente cuando ella bebe de esa copa,
he says to her,
él le dice a ella,
you believe in God,
tú crees en Dios,
believe also in me.
Crees también en mí.
In my father's house,
en la casa de mi padre,
there are many rooms,
muchas moradas hay,
but I'm going to prepare a place,
pero voy a ir a preparar un lugar para ti,
for us.
Para nosotros.
And if I go to prepare a place,
y si yo voy a preparar,
I will come again and take
you
to myself. So that where I am,
para que donde yo estoy,
there you may be also.
Tú también estés.
Sound very familiar, right?
¿Suena un poco familiar?
See?
Sí.
Yeah, it's the words of Jesus.
Esas son las palabras de Jesús.
So then,
entonces,
he goes home,
él va a casa,
and he has to start building
y él tiene que empezar a
a space onto his father's house for him and his wife. And then she goes home and she's supposed to learn from her mother how to take care of a home. But every night, because she doesn't know which day or which hour he will come. Why not? Well, because when he's building the space, he's not done because he thinks he's done. His father has to approve it. And when his father says, this is worthy for you and your bride, you can go get your wife and get married. But in their culture, you cannot get married if you did not build a house for you and your bride. Can you imagine? In order to get married, a man had to build a house. That means you couldn't marry a lazy man. Because he has to be able to build a house. Now, while he's building, he doesn't know, she doesn't know, only his father knows when he will be able to send him. So because she doesn't know, he may come at day, but he may come at night. And so every night before she goes to sleep, she takes She takes a lamp and she lights the lamp. And she puts it in her window so that when he comes, he can find her, but also to send him a sign that her love is still burning for him. She hasn't given her affections to anyone else. So the day arrives. His father says, "Son, this is worthy of your bride. You can go get your wife." And those Jewish men were so excited. They wouldn't even wait. They would just change their clothes, call their cousins, who are all female cousins, who were virgins, to bring their lamps, to light the road, so he could go to his bride. So then he starts walking with all his groomsmen and all his cousins, and they arrive at her house. And imagine he looks up and there's no lamps. He would realize her affections have gone to someone else. No wedding is going to take place. That would be hard. But you're not married until you're married. But let's say, because we're very hopeful people in Guatemala, the lamp is still there. So he goes inside, gets his bride, and then all his female cousins, they help her get ready. They have all the clothes, everything. And they go, they get married, and he brings his wife back to his house. Think about this story. This Jewish concept of engagement was so often used by Jesus to illustrate the gospel. So that when he was leaving the disciples, before he did that, what did he do? He drank from the cup. And then he gave it to his disciples to drink. And he said, "This is the blood of the covenant between me and you. And I won't drink this again with you until in my Father's house." But the disciples, of course, were sad. Just like the woman would be. "This is the man you want to marry? You want to be with him? He just proposed? You accept it? And now he has to go. You're not going to see him." It's crazy. It's probably harder on the man than the woman. But this is what Jesus did. And he said, "In order for me to bring you to my Father's house, I have to prepare a room for you." So he says, "I go to prepare a place for you." Now, if I'm going to prepare a place, of course I'm coming back again. And then when I come, the question is, will there be a lamp burning? Or will your affections be cast on something else? No lamp. Heart is no longer with Christ. So you can imagine. That's the devil's whole focus. How do I get your affections off of Christ? So that when he comes again, there will be no lamp burning. So when we apply this to relationships and what this can teach us, some things are very important. Number one, if we are engaged, we are at a place in our relationship where we believe that God could bless a marriage to this person, and we are willing to make it public and formal that this is the direction of our relationship. That's an engagement. But notice, there's one biblical example that teaches us the danger of this stage in your relationship. And this is the story of Mary and Joseph. Now we know this from Matthew chapter 1
ahora nosotros sabemos esto de Mateo capítulo 1,
and verse 18 to 25. You can write it down for your notes. So I want you to walk with me through the story we just told.
Yo quiero que usted venga conmigo a través de la historia que acabo de compartir.
Joseph has done everything.
José lo ha hecho absolutamente todo.
He built the place. They already drank the cup.
Ya tomaron de la copa ambos.
They're engaged to be married.
Están comprometidos para casarse.
So now,
y ahora,
he's just waiting to go get his bride.
Él solamente está esperando para ir a traer a su esposa.
And during this time,
y durante este tiempo,
she comes to Joseph.
Ella viene a José,
and she says,
y le dice,
I'm pregnant.
Estoy embarazada.
What? It's by the Holy Ghost.
Oh, es por el Espíritu Santo.
Right. Right, of course. Why didn't I think of that? So what did Joseph decide to do? When he went home? Because of who he was. The type of man that he was. He said, I'm not going to publicly embarrass her. He said, I'm just going to separate privately. That was his plan. Can you imagine? He had every right to put her publicly and embarrass her. You entered into a covenant with me. And now you are pregnant? But Joseph teaches us a lesson. Until you're married, you are not married. This is why this moment in your relationship is the most dangerous moment in your relationship. We have a mindset that when we are engaged, we should go forward no matter what. That's what we think. We say, well, we got the wedding dress. We have the groomsmen and the bridesmaids.
damas.
We have the place.
Tenemos el lugar.
We send out invitations.
Ya mandamos las invitaciones.
How can we go back?
¿Cómo podemos echarnos para?
But Joseph teaches us a lesson from the Bible.
Pero José nos enseña una lección de la Biblia.
Just because we made all of those plans,
simplemente porque nosotros hicimos todos los preparativos de esos planes,
he could not go forward.
Él no podía avanzar hacia adelante.
Unless he knew God could bless that relationship. So Joseph's mind was to end the relationship the moment he felt God could not bless it. Over. It's over. And he was such a respectable man that he wanted to do it to even protect her. When she wronged him, imagine that. What makes this time so dangerous is that we think we're already married. It's guaranteed.
Oh, está garantizado.
It's inevitable.
Es inevitable.
We're going to be married.
Vamos a casar.
So guess what we start doing?
Así es que, ¿qué es lo que empezamos a hacer?
We start pushing physical boundaries.
Empezamos a derribar, barreras físicas.
And we say, well,
decimos, bueno,
it's okay if we sleep together.
Está bien si dormimos juntos.
Because
porque
we're going to be married anyway.
Vamos a estar casados de todos modos.
2 weeks.
Dos semanas.
We'll be married.
Vamos a estar casados en dos semanas.
So what's the difference?
¿Cuál es la diferencia?
Huge difference.
Una gran diferencia.
Right now,
ahora mismo,
you have not sealed your covenant with God.
No ha sellado su pacto con Dios.
It was interesting.
Era muy interesante.
That I've asked people.
Que en ocasiones yo le he preguntado a la gente.
I said, let's just imagine for a moment that you are engaged.
Y yo digo, imaginemos por un momento que tú estás comprometido.
In 6 months,
y en 6 meses,
your, I don't know what word I would use. What word do I want to use? Your fiance.
comprometida.
Thank you. So your fiance calls you and says, you know, I don't think I can do this. I think I made a mistake. Did he or she do something wrong?
¿Él o ella hicieron algo mal?
Is that wrong?
¿Es eso mal?
Sí or no?
Yes or no?
Yes or no?
¿Qué piensas? ¿Está mal que diga que se acabó todo?
¿Por el aviso?
¿By the notice or by letting them know that it's over?
Yeah, called. Like, yeah. I can't go forward in the mirror.
¿Le llamó y dijo, sabes qué? No podemos avanzar, se acabó todo. No.
Is that wrong?
¿Es eso algo incorrecto?
Right, exactly. But it's not wrong, right? So let's imagine 2 weeks before the wedding, your fiance calls you. I'm sorry. I don't think I can go forward. Did they do something wrong? See, some people are like, that's messed up. It would hurt, right? But they didn't do something wrong. But let's imagine. It is the day of your wedding. You are dressed. The guests are in the church. The musicians are playing. And you get a knock at the door. Hey, I need to talk to you. I'm sorry. I can't do it. Is that wrong? People are like, nah, that's messed up. They say not to Guatemala. They say, you're going to die. That's right. That's right. So imagine if your fiance said that the day of your wedding. I mean, it's messed up. But they didn't do something wrong. Because it's not until they cross the line and they say before witnesses and before God that I solemnly swear to love this person, to cherish them, and to forsake all others for better or worse, in sickness and in health, for richer or for poor, as long as we both shall live. A death commitment. And the person says, I do. Now, the next day, you wake up on your honeymoon, and they say, hey, I'm sorry. I don't think I can do this. Now it's wrong. Because you promised before God. But the point is, until they promise, they have not promised. It seems simple, but the reality is, this is what makes engagement dangerous. Because until they say, I do, they haven't said it. And therefore, she is not your wife, and he is not your husband. And you must behave as if that is so. Do you know how many people have not survived this time of temptation? They say, well, we're basically married. They end up sleeping together. And all of a sudden, the relationship doesn't work. The person leaves them before they're married. Then what do? Now you're left to pick up the pieces. Because you did not wait. That's the moment where the devil's temptation is the strongest. Without that, covenant, the promise, it's not safe. And God cannot bless it. This is what makes it so dangerous. Now, some people, when they become engaged, they decide that this time is just for planning the wedding. But that's partially true and partially not true. Yes, you should be planning your wedding. But you also need to get some premarital counseling. And I'll tell you why. Because until you're married,
hasta que usted esté casado,
you've never been married.
Usted nunca antes ha estado casado.
You don't know how this works.
Usted no sabe cómo funciona esto.
So you need to start planning.
Así es que usted necesita empezar a planear.
What decisions we're going to make,
¿qué decisiones vamos a hacer,
before the situation comes.
Antes de que la situación esté aquí, o sea,
and you need to make sure,
y usted tiene que asegurarse,
that you're not only in love,
que no está solamente enamorado,
but that you are compatible.
Pero también que son compatibles.
This is the issue.
Este es el problema.
Ellen White says, many people
mucha gente
are mated.
Están,
they're in love.
Mucha gente están enamoradas,
but they are not matched.
Pero no están compatibles. No son compatibles. Están en una relación, pero no son compatibles.
That's right. So they love each other.
Así es que se aman los unos al otro,
and they think that's all that matters.
Y piensan que eso es lo único que importa.
And love conquers everything.
Y el amor logra conquistar todo.
Yeah, the love of God.
Sí, el amor de Dios.
But this love,
pero este amor
that you're feeling right now,
usted está sintiendo ahora mismo,
it's very fragile.
Es muy frágil.
It can easily be broken.
Puede muy fácilmente quebrarse.
I'm sure you know.
Yo sé que te entiendes.
Many people whose relationships have ended in divorce.
Muchas relaciones que han terminado en divorcio.
How would that be?
¿Cómo puede ser posible?
They promised.
Ellos se prometieron, juraron.
Till death.
Hasta que la muerte los separe.
And you know why they divorced?
¿Y sabe por qué se divorció?
Because they decided.
Porque ellos decidieron.
In that moment.
En este momento.
I would rather.
Yo prefiero.
Separate from you.
Separarme de ti.
Then keep my promise to Jesus.
De más bien mantener mi promesa con Dios.
Think about that.
Piensa en estos momentos. Yo prefiero separarme de ti que guardar mi promesa a Dios.
You are so bad.
Tú eres tan malo.
I would rather lie to Jesus.
Que yo prefiero mentirle a Jesús.
And break my promise.
Y romper mi pacto.
It's devastating.
Es algo devastador.
So it's important.
Así es que es importante
to receive premarital counseling.
Recibir a consejería matrimonial antes de que usted se case.
But keep in mind,
pero mantén en mente,
this is not a stamp of approval.
Este no es simplemente un sello de aprobación.
When my wife and I have counseled different couples,
cuando mi esposa y yo hemos dado consejería matrimonial a diferentes parejas,
they just assume
ellos simplemente asumen
that we're kind of like a training seminar to help them
un tipo de entrenamiento, un seminario de entrenamiento para entrenarlos
and make their relationship work.
Y al recibir este entrenamiento, entonces vamos a hacer que su relación funcione.
And I tell them no.
Y yo les digo, ¿sabe qué? No es así.
My goal,
mi objetivo
is to end your relationship.
Es terminar su relación.
People say, whoa.
La gente, ¿qué?
Maybe we chose the wrong counselor. And so they're kind of shocked.
Entonces están un poco,
and I let them be shocked for a few minutes. And I say, you know why?
Y se les digo, ¿sabe por qué?
Because when you get married,
porque cuando ustedes se casan,
that's going to be the devil's number one goal.
Este va a ser el propósito número uno de Satanás.
And if you don't know where he's going to test you,
y si tú no sabes dónde te va a probar, dónde te va a atacar,
you won't survive.
No vas a sobrevivir.
So it's better to test it now.
Así es que es mejor que lo probemos ahora.
I was counseling one couple.
Estaba dando consejería una pareja.
And we were talking about what you would do
y estábamos hablando acerca de qué es lo que tú harías
if there was any infidelity in your marriage.
Si había algún tipo de infidelidad en tu relación.
And the female said,
y la mujer,
she said, I don't know if I can handle that.
Yo no sé si yo pudiera aguantar eso.
She don't even think she doesn't even think it's possible for her to do it. But the man,
pero el hombre,
he looked at her
la miró a ella,
and he said,
y él le dice,
I don't know if I can be faithful.
Yo no sé si yo puedo ser fiel.
What?
¿Qué?
He said, you know, I'm going to pray.
And
I'm going to try.
Voy a tratar,
you know, but
pero,
I just don't know.
No sé si voy a ser fiel.
Whoa. So you could tell
así es que usted puede darse cuenta
that the woman became very scared.
Que la mujer se empezó a asustar mucho.
She was very troubled.
Ella estaba muy conmovida.
And she's like, I don't know how to process this. And he said, I'm just trying to be honest. But guess what that's creating? Fear in her heart. Did I make the right choice? And can you imagine that eventually we work through it?
Que finalmente pueden trabajar a través de esas circunstancias.
They got married.
Se casaron.
And after a few years,
y después de algunos años,
there was infidelity.
Hubo infidelidad.
She wasn't sure if she wanted to continue.
Ella no sabía, no estaba segura si ella quería continuar.
But here's the thing.
Pero aquí está la cosa.
Because we did that session,
porque nosotros hicimos esa sesión,
guess who the first person they called?
¿Quién creen ustedes que fue la primera persona que ellos llamaron?
Right here. Because we already tested it.
Porque ya lo habíamos probado y hemos puesto a prueba esa relación.
You knew.
Usted sabía.
Going in.
Tú sabías que al entrar en esta relación,
that this was an area
que esta era una área
that the devil would test you.
Que Satanás te iba a atacar, te iba a probar.
How did you prepare?
¿Cómo te preparaste para esa crisis?
So imagine,
ahora imagínense,
I never even asked you the question.
Ni siquiera he preguntado la pregunta.
And it just surprised.
Solamente una sorpresa.
Just happened to you.
Simplemente te acaba de pasar a ti.
The relationship probably wouldn't even be where it is right now.
Tal vez posiblemente la relación ni siquiera estaría donde hoy en día puede estar.
It would be too shocking.
Sería algo bastante devastador.
So don't go through premarital counseling.
Así es que usted no vaya a través de la consejería matrimonial.
Thinking that, oh, this is just to stamp of approval, you're ready for marriage.
Pensando que, oh, esto es simplemente una estampa que va a aprobar y estamos listos para casar.
Now, what are some areas you should get counseling
ahora,
in?
Ahora, ¿cuáles son algunas áreas en las cuales usted debería estar?
So, number one.
Número uno.
You need to define your expectations in your marriage.
Usted necesita definir sus prioridades, sus expectativas en una relación.
Now this is important.
Ahora eso es importante.
Because there are three types of expectations.
Porque hay tres diferentes tipos de expectativas.
Number one.
Número uno.
Unrealized expectations.
Expectaciones que no son realísticas. Expectativas no realísticas.
Then you have unrealistic expectations.
Y entonces pues tiene expectativas no realísticas.
Then you have expectations
y después tiene expectativas
that are unexpressed.
Que son, no son expresadas.
Every relationship
toda relación
is managed by expectations.
Está manejada, está llevada hacia adelante por expectaciones.
So before you move forward,
así es que antes de avanzar hacia
you need to be clear.
Usted tiene que estar claro.
This is what I expect from my husband.
Yo espero de mi esposo.
This is what I expect of my wife.
Esto es lo que yo espero de mi esposo.
It's very clear.
Es muy claro.
And it has to be expressed.
Tiene que ser expresado.
And when the person expresses it,
y cuando la persona lo expresa,
then you discuss.
Entonces ustedes empiezan a discutirlo.
Is this realistic?
¿Esto es algo en realidad realístico, realista?
I don't know if I can do that.
Yo no sé si en realidad yo pudiera hacer eso.
I counsel one couple.
Yo estaba dando consejería a una pareja.
And I have them always answer the questions separately.
Y siempre que yo hago estas preguntas, los hago que las contesten separadas.
And then we come together to discuss their answers.
Los vuelvo a juntar otra vez para discutir un poco.
Because I don't want them influencing each other's answers.
Yo no quiero que ellos puedan influenciar el uno al otro sus respuestas.
So the woman came.
Es que la mujer llegó.
She had a long list of expectations.
Ella tenía una lista grande de expectativas.
It was like 10 minutes.
Como 10 minutos.
This is what I expect.
Esto es lo que yo espero.
Then we went to the man.
Vimos al hombre.
We said, what are your expectations?
Pues, ¿cuáles son tus expectativas?
He said, I don't have any.
Sí, yo no tengo ninguna.
What?
Sí.
I don't have any expectations.
No tengo ninguna expectativa.
I'm like, so...
Entonces,
do you expect her to be faithful?
¿Esperas que ella sea fiel?
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Sí, sí.
Well, then that's an expectation. But in his mind,
pero en su mente,
it's not expressed.
No es expresado.
Just assumed.
simplemente asumir.
And this is what creates conflict.
Y esto es lo que crea un conflicto.
So you get into a relationship.
Entra en una relación.
They have an interaction.
They have interaction.
Tienen una discusión. One person gets upset.
Una persona se enoja.
Then the other person tries to help the other person not be upset.
Y la otra persona entra para tratar de ayudar a la otra persona que no esté enojada.
But the truth is,
pero la verdad es lo siguiente.
When you have conflict,
cuando usted tiene conflicto,
the first question you should ask,
la primera pregunta que usted debe hacer es lo siguiente.
What was my expectation?
¿Cuáles eran mis expectativas?
Then the second question is,
la segunda pregunta es,
did I tell them?
¿Les dije que era lo que yo esperaba?
Third question,
la tercera pregunta,
is that realistic?
¿Es eso algo realístico? Una realidad.
Helps manage the conflict.
Ayuda a poder navegar el conflicto.
So there's many times.
Así es que hay muchas veces,
if I'm interacting with my wife,
si yo estoy teniendo una conversación con mi esposa,
and she gets upset,
y ella se enoja,
see, I have to call out the expectation.
Entonces yo tengo que llamar o mencionar la expectativa.
So I say, were you expecting me to do this?
Yo le digo, ¿tú estabas esperando que yo hiciera esto?
And she says, yes.
Sí, sí.
But you never told me.
Pero ella nunca me dijo.
How can I fulfill an expectation
¿cómo yo puedo llegar a cumplir una expectativa que nunca me mencioné?
That I'm not aware of?
Que yo no sé.
It's not possible.
No es posible.
So, you have to tell me.
Así es que tú tienes que decirme.
In the same sense,
y en la misma sentido,
my wife will say,
mi esposa me dice,
are you expecting me to do this and this?
¿Tú estás esperando que yo haga esto y esto?
I'm like,
digo,
yeah.
¿Sí?
Then you need to tell me.
Entonces,
you can't just assume.
No puedes simplemente asumir que yo voy a hacer eso.
We both do it.
Ambos lo hacemos.
And so as a foundation,
esto es un fundamento.
You have to work out those expectations.
Tú tienes que trabajar a través de estos.
Number two,
número dos,
you have to learn how to manage conflict.
Tú tienes que aprender, se tiene que aprender a cómo manejar o navegar el conflicto.
There are no two people in the world,
no hay dos personas en el mundo,
who agree on everything.
Que van a estar de acuerdo en un punto.
It's inevitable.
Es inevitable.
You will disagree.
Usted va a estar en desacuerdo.
And you will argue.
Y usted va a argumentar.
So you have to have a plan.
Así es que usted tiene que tener un plan.
How you're going to manage the conflict.
¿Cómo es que usted va a trabajar ese conflicto?
Number three.
Número tres.
You need to discuss how religion and spirituality is going to function in your home.
Usted tiene que definir y discutir cómo es que la espiritualidad va a trabajar en su hogar.
It's very important.
Es muy importante.
Just because we are both Adventists,
simplemente porque ambos somos adventistas,
doesn't mean we were raised in the same type of home.
No significa que nosotros crecimos o fuimos creados en el mismo ambiente.
So your family,
así es que su familia,
might have done worship very early in the morning.
Puede ser que ellos tuvieron el culto familiar muy temprano en la mañana.
But the other family,
la otra familia,
they did it at night.
Tal vez lo hicieron, ellos tuvieron la mantilla en la noche.
And if you don't talk about it,
y si ustedes no hablan acerca de eso,
you're just going to assume.
Simplemente van a asumir.
Then they say, hey, you're not getting up for worship?
Y entonces te dicen, hey, ¿no te estás levantando para tener el devocional?
6 o'clock in the morning?
6 de la mañana?
For what?
¿Para qué?
We can do it at night.
¿Podemos hacerlo en la noche?
No, we have to do it in the morning.
No, tenemos que hacerlo en la mañana.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Give me a reason.
Dame una razón.
Where in the Bible?
¿Dónde la Biblia?
It has to be in the morning.
Se dice que tiene que ser en la mañana.
Well, the Bible says morning, noon, and evening.
Bueno, si te dice mañana, mediodía y la noche.
Now you have an argument.
Ahora tiene un conflicto.
And not only,
y no solamente eso,
does she want to do worship in the morning,
no solamente ella quiere tener devocional en la mañana,
she wants you mañana, as the husband,
ella quiere que tú, como la esposa,
to lead the worship.
Guíes o dirijas el la mantilla.
You say, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Dice, espera un momento.
We did not agree on this.
No hablamos de esto.
But that's the expectation.
Pero esa es la expectativa.
So you must discuss it.
Así es que se tiene que hablar.
It'll prevent a lot of conflict.
Eso va a prevenir bastante conflicto.
Number four.
Número cuatro.
You need to talk about,
tiene que hablar,
how you're going to divide the responsibilities of the home.
¿Cómo es que ustedes van a dividir las responsabilidades de su hogar?
You know, a lot of people,
muchas personas,
when they get married,
cuando ellos se casan,
they just think it'll figure itself out.
Ellos piensan, oh, todo va a trabajarse por sí mismo.
I was counseling one couple,
yo estaba aconsejando una pareja,
and the woman said,
y la mujer le cocina,
oh yeah, you know, I'll cook.
Oh, sí, yo voy a cocinar.
He'll do the dishes.
Él va a lavar los trastes.
This is how it'll work.
Así es como va a funcionar.
Well, 2 years later,
bueno, 2 años más tarde,
he hasn't done the dishes one time.
Él no ha lavado los platos una sola vez.
Not one time.
No, ni siquiera una vez.
Because he has a church meeting this evening.
Porque él tiene que tener una reunión en la iglesia,
esta then he has a work meeting.
Tiene que tener una reunión en el trabajo.
Then he's traveling.
Y después empieza a viajar.
Never there to do the dishes.
Nunca se terminó de lavar los platos.
They didn't want to talk about it.
No querían hablar.
They said, oh yeah, this is what it's going to be like. No, you have to be realistic. That's how you think it will go. But after 2 years, him doing the dishes became a very central issue in their relationship. It was interesting that her mood would change based upon whether he did the dishes or not. See, how did that happen? Not properly managing the responsibilities of the home. Last but not least, you have to talk about children. Do you want children? How many? How are you going to parent them?
¿Cómo es que ustedes va a hacer?
Are you going to do spankings?
Ustedes va a dar sus
pow-pows? Whatever you want to do. So you have to discuss it.
Así es que ellos tienen que hablar acerca de eso.
So again, you can be in agreement.
Para que de esta manera, ambos pueden estar en común acuerdo.
Now, there are a few things I just want to end with.
Ahora, hay un par de cosas que yo simplemente quiero terminar.
Number one.
Número uno.
Marriage.
El matrimonio.
Is not a way to change a person.
No es la avenida, el vehículo para cambiar una persona.
Some people get married.
Algunas personas se casan.
Thinking, oh, the person is going to change.
Pensando, oh, es que él va a cambiar.
Once we get married,
cuando nosotros nos casemos,
they're going to change.
Van a cambiar.
Right? Because we're living together.
Porque estamos viviendo juntos.
I can encourage them.
Yo lo voy a animar a que cambie.
And let me tell you how it works.
Pero déjeme decirle cómo funciona eso.
When you get married,
cuando usted se casa,
I'm going to show this on the board. So when you get married,
usted se casa,
if you were here,
si usted estaba aquí,
when you got married,
cuando usted se casó,
okay, then your spouse,
su esposa, o su esposo,
was here.
Estaba aquí.
After you get married,
después de que usted se case, si esa era la condición, si usted estaba aquí,
guess where you'll be?
Adivinen dónde va a estar.
Both of you.
Ambos ustedes van a estar aquí.
You'll be on the lower level.
Van a estar en el nivel más bajo.
People think,
la gente piensa,
because I'm here,
porque yo estoy aquí,
and the person is there,
la persona está aquí abajo,
I'm going to bring them up here.
No los voy a traer para arriba.
It's not how it works.
No es como funciona.
When you're here,
cuando usted está aquí,
and they're here,
y la otra persona está,
you always go down to their level.
Siempre baja al nivel más bajo.
This is not only true for women.
No es solamente algo verdadero para las mujeres.
It's true for men.
Es también algo verdadero para los hombres. Es una realidad.
We think,
nosotros pensamos,
like Solomon,
como Salomón,
oh, we have all this wisdom.
Oh, yo tengo toda esta sabiduría.
He thought he could marry 700 women.
Pensó que podía casarse con 700 mujeres.
And encourage them.
Y animarlas a todos.
And bring them to a knowledge of the truth.
Y traerlas al nivel del conocimiento de la verdad.
Salomón was the wisest man that ever lived.
Era el hombre más sabio que existió en la tierra.
And even he,
y aún él,
could not break this principle.
No pudo quebrar este principio.
In all his wisdom.
Con toda su sabiduría.
What makes you think it'll be any different?
¿Qué te hace pensar que va a ser diferente?
Before I was married,
antes de estar casado,
people used to ask me,
la gente tendía a preguntarme,
and introduce me to a lot of different young women.
Y me presentaba muchas, mujeres jóvenes.
I would get invited to lunch.
Yo era muy comúnmente invitado para tener almuerzo con las
personas. Oh, Elder Sebastian, you're eating at our house.
Oh, anciano, Sebastián, usted va a comer con nosotros en casa.
Sure, no problem. So sit down, and you have this parent with their daughter, then this parent with their daughter, and then this parent with their daughter, all around the table. And as I'm sitting there, we start eating. And then the questions begin. Are you single? Yes. Oh, okay. So you haven't found anyone. You don't have a girlfriend. No. Oh, okay. Awesome. Are you searching? It's very awkward. So as we're having the conversation, the person asked me, they said, Sebastian, I imagine you are about 27 years old. How many countries have you been to? I said, maybe 20, 25. You've preached in 20 countries. I'm sure you've met young women in all those countries. Yes. Nice women. I said, yeah. They said, so why are you still single? I said, well, for me, I don't want to marry someone just because she's pretty. Number one. Number two, because of this principle, I know where I am with the Lord. I'm not trying to marry a project. So let me get married and help her grow in the Bible. No. Because guess what? And this is what I said to them, with all their daughters at the table. I said, if I die, and she's the mother of my children, I don't want to be dying, thinking to myself, oh no, my children are not going to make it. Because she's not ready. I needed more time to train my wife. Absolutely not. I said, when I marry someone, I want to marry someone who I respect spiritually. Not just someone who respects me spiritually. That's easy. Because I preach. I train missionaries. I've done GYC. Traveled the world. That's easy. They can say, well, you know what? He's very committed to God. He knows the Bible. That's great. But the point is, I want someone to challenge me. How can she do that if she doesn't know the Bible? Because when we get married, wherever she is where we both will be going. And all they could do is nod their heads. They said, that's very serious. I said, well, it's a lesson from Solomon. Marriage does not change people. It exposes them. You find out who they are. That's why the marriage promise is for better or for worse. Because it might get worse. Before I was married, I thought I was holy. I said, oh man, I'm a holy person. I'm dedicated to Jesus. I have a good character. Then I got married. Then I realized I'm not that holy. I was like, I don't know what's wrong with me. Because we don't understand that at the heart of the law of God is relationships. You cannot be holy by yourself. So when you have someone else, Now you are forced
ahora usted es forzado
to do unto others
hacer con otros
what you would have them do unto you.
Lo que usted desearía que le hicieran a usted.
And they're there every day.
Y ellos están ahí todos los días.
Every day.
Todos los días.
In the morning.
En la mañana.
In the afternoon.
En la tarde.
In the evening.
Y en la noche.
And how long will they be there?
¿Y cuánto tiempo van a estar ahí?
As long as we both shall live. You say, Lord, have mercy. I'm not going to make it. That's when you realize. Marriage didn't change me. It exposed. Number two, if you're engaged, it's never too late to say no. It may not be popular.
No puede ser posible que sea algo muy popular.
It may hurt.
Puede ser posible que eso lastime.
But if you ever have 1 ounce of doubt,
pero si en algún momento usted tiene una onza, solamente una onza de duda,
don't do it.
No lo haga.
Once you get married, you are married.
Una vez usted se casa, usted se casa.
You know, Ellen White says,
sabe, White dice lo
the devil
Satanás
placed most of his emphasis
juega la mayoría de su énfasis
on getting us to marry the wrong person.
En concentrar sus energías en llevarnos a casarnos con la persona equivocada.
Because the devil knows.
Porque Satanás sabe,
if he can convince us to marry the wrong person,
si él nos puede convencer de casar la persona equivocada,
we will never escape his temptations.
Nunca vamos a lograr escapar sus tentaciones.
And he knows he has a better chance of ruining your life in this world and in the world to come. It's the devil. He knows. But we don't. We take it lightly. But the devil does not. He's like, no problem. Go on. It'll work. He'll change. She'll change. It'll work out. Just pray. Just be patient. And then, when you least expect it, you are broken. I cannot tell you how many countries I've sat and talked with people who've made this mistake and their life is ruined in tears. And I'm looking at them. I say, what do you want me to say? You're married. Till death.
Hasta que la muerte.
You made that promise.
Tú has hecho esa promesa.
And what God has joined together,
y lo que Dios ha unido,
let no man put asunder.
Que ningún hombre lo separe.
Last point.
El último punto.
I don't care
a mí no me importa
how expensive your wedding is.
Cuán costoso, cuán extravagante sea tu boda.
It is never too expensive to call it off.
Nunca es tan costoso, tanto dinero para poder, terminar la boda.
Here's my point.
Este es mi punto.
If you're engaged,
si usted está comprometido, será los humanos,
and you have sex with your fiancé,
usted ha tenido sexo con su prometido,
at the very least,
por lo menos,
you have to postpone your wedding.
Usted tiene que posponer su matrimonio.
At the very least.
Por lo menos.
At the worst,
en lo peor, en las peores circunstancias,
you end it.
Lo termino.
You don't realize
usted no se da cuenta
what you've done.
Lo que usted ha hecho.
At that point in time.
En ese punto.
And people think,
y muchas personas piensan,
it's because we were engaged.
Es porque nosotros estábamos comprometidos.
But that's not true.
Pero eso no es verdad.
We sin.
Nosotros,
we sin.
Nosotros pecamos.
Because we want to.
Porque nosotros queremos pecar.
Not because of the situation.
No es porque la situación que en la cual estamos.
Just like love,
sí, así como el amor,
Sin is a choice. And in that moment,
y en este momento,
you want to know,
usted quiere estar completamente seguro,
what was it in my heart,
¿qué era lo que estaba en mi corazón,
that led me to make this choice?
Que me dio, o me llevó a tomar esta decisión.
And the other person.
Y la otra persona también.
And you just watch,
y usted simplemente observa,
how the other person reacts.
¿Cómo la otra persona va a reaccionar?
You'll learn quite a bit.
Usted va a aprender muchas cosas a través de su reacción.
It's a scientific fact.
Es un factor científico.
If you are intimate before your marriage,
si usted tiene intimidad antes de que usted esté casado,
you are more likely to end in divorce.
Usted tiene muchas más probabilidades de terminar un divorcio.
It's a fact.
Es un factor, es un hecho. Estadísticas.
Father in heaven,
nuestro Padre Celestial,
we want to commit ourselves to you.
Señor, queremos entregar nuestras vidas a ti.
We have so much to learn.
Retiros de ti, tenemos mucho que aprender, Padre.
But Lord, we are willing to wait upon the Lord.
Padre, pero estamos dispuestos a esperar en el Señor.
To be patient.
A ser pacientes.
To seek you.
A buscarte, Señor.
If you will teach us.
Señor, si tú nos enseñas.
Protect us from the paths of the enemy.
Señor, por favor, protégenos de los sendas del enemigo.
From the mistakes of those who have gone before us.
Errores de aquellos que han ido delante de nosotros.
And Lord, we pray.
Y Padre, oramos.
That we may break the cycles.
Que nosotros podamos romper esos ciclos.
Of broken relationships.
De relaciones, tóxicas, no
and
saludables.
Build relationships.
Y poder empezar relaciones.
And homes.
Y hogares.
That can be a witness for you.
Que pueda ser un testimonio para ti.
This is our prayer.
Padre, es
and we offer this prayer. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Esta presentación fue brindada por Audioverse. Una página web dedicada a esparcir la palabra de Dios a través de sermones gratuitos y mucho más. Si quisiera saber más de Audioverse o si le gustaría escuchar más sermones, por favor visite www.audioverse.com.